Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, October 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. In a high-profile judgment, Poland's Constitutional Tribunal ruled yesterday that some articles of the European Union treaties went against Poland's constitution. The ruling appears to question a fundamental tenet of European integration and has added to the ongoing friction between Warsaw and Brussels. At stake is some 23 billion euro in grants and 34 billion in affordable loans from the EU as part of its pandemic recovery aid. Approval of the funding has been stalled by ongoing questions put forward by the European Commission regarding rule of law protections in Poland. In a related case on Wednesday, the Luxembourg-based Court of Justice of the EU voided a decision made by a Polish Supreme Court judge who had been appointed in a way that cast reasonable doubts as to his neutrality. Critics have warned that questioning the primacy of EU law could eventually result in Poland's departure from the bloc, an outcome previously rejected by Peace Party leader Jarosław Kaczyński. In a media interview last month, Kaczyński declared that his party sees Poland's future unequivocally in the EU, but wants to resolve the crisis currently besetting the bloc. Qualifiers from Stage 1 of the 18th International Chopin Piano Competition were announced late last night in Warsaw. Of the original 87 participants, 45 pianists representing 14 different countries qualified to advance to Stage 2 of the competition. The qualifiers include 9 pianists from Poland, 8 from Japan, 7 from China, 5 from Italy, 3 from the United States, and 3 from Canada. Stage 2 of the competition runs from tomorrow until October 12th, with morning auditions beginning at 10 a.m. and the evening session at 5 p.m. In the second round, participants must play a 30 to 40 minute recital featuring both a waltz and a polonaise. All auditions will be streamed in high definition via the Chopin Competition mobile app, online via the Chopin 2020 website, and on the Chopin Institute's YouTube channel. An exhibition showcasing America's NBA Basketball League has come to Poland, launching its journey through Central and Eastern Europe. The interactive, immersive exhibit allows participants to experience the ideas, history, culture, and science behind the NBA and some of its greatest players. The exhibition officially opens in Warsaw today, with the Polish capital being the first of several cities, including London, to feature the exhibition. Participants can play the latest version of NBA 2K, practice their dunking skills in a VR simulator or a real-life hoop arcade, and view a collection of rare and autographed memorabilia, including a special section on Polish players. More information on the exhibit can be found online at thenbaexhibition.com. And visitors to Wasłowice Cemetery in Gdańsk now have the option to visit areas of the cemetery via an autonomous self-driving bus. On Thursday, the driverless bus started carrying passengers along an approximately 1,100-meter route from the entrance gate at Ulica Wasłowicka to the gate at Cedrowa Street. The bus is scheduled to run 3 times an hour from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day for the next 30 days, with a suspension of services during the All Saints holiday. The bus in Wasłowice is a continuation of a Scandinavian project started 2 years ago, in which Gdańsk became the first city in Poland to feature a driverless bus on a route to Oliva Zoo. The Sojoya Baltic project, which includes Finland, Estonia, Sweden, Latvia, Germany, Norway, and Denmark, aims to research and promote autonomous self-driving minibuses as a viable solution for urban transit.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 14 degrees centigrade or 57 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a chilly overnight low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected to stick around through the weekend with a chance for rain and cooler temperatures returning on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.